For the last 20 years, the North Hills suburbs were represented in the state house by conservative champion Mike Terzai. Now that the former House Speaker has resigned, there's a chance for a major shift in a district where demographics are changing. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins has this profile of the candidates.
2 years ago, Emily Skopov came within single digits of beating Mike Terzai. And she says if elected, addressing fallout from the pandemic would be a top priority. Skopov says she'd support pandemic relief like rent freezes and small business loans and tax breaks.
We want to make sure that we still put people's safety front and center, but also give them the resources they need to not only get through the health crisis, but then also return to work.
Skopov supports the intentions behind Governor Wolf's emergency declaration, but she was frustrated with the lack of transparency with its rollout. Still, she accused Republican leaders of trying to score political points by putting out, quote, sloppy and slapdash bills that they knew Wolf would veto. Skopov says the pandemic shows the need for more comprehensive health policies.
So if anything, it's really exposed how critical and how urgent it is that we address some of those issues like equity in education, access to affordable health care for everybody, because one thing the pandemic has made abundantly clear is how connected we all are.
The 28th District includes Marshall Township, McCandless, Pine, and Bradford Woods, suburban communities where residents take pride in their public schools. Skopov, whose son goes to North Allegheny School District, opposes redirecting education funding to charter schools. Skopov moved to Wexford 10 years ago after working in the film industry. Now she runs a nonprofit called No Crayon Left Behind, which collects art supplies for schools and other organizations in need. Skopov is backed by teachers and other unions and supporters of abortion rights and gun control. But she emphasizes moderate values, like encouraging economic growth.
We know how critical those small businesses are, not only to our economy and, you know, employment, and they really are economic drivers, but also those are the things that make our individual communities feel, you know, individual and unique and different from the one next to it.
Republican candidate Rob Mercury, meanwhile, says his philosophy would be consistent with Terzai's. The former House Speaker's his largest campaign donor and has contributed more than $90,000 to his campaign.
He has always been an advocate of mine. When I go door to door, and we continue to do doors safely and with a mask, but people predominantly will say, wow, I know Mike. I respect him, and he helped me.
Mercury would continue Terzai's opposition to Governor Wolf on COVID and other issues. He wants to end Wolf's emergency declaration. And though President Trump downplayed the severity of the virus early on, Mercury says the response cannot be blamed on one person.
I think to lay blame or success at any single person's feet, you know, is a little bit too simplistic.
Mercury is a vice president at PNC Bank and lives in Pine. He grew up in the region, attended West Point, and did two tours in Iraq with the Army Intelligence Corps. Last year, he became a small business owner and runs the UPS store in Pine. His three kids go to school in the Pine Richland District. Mercury says he wouldn't take away funding from the 28th District's public schools, but also supports school choice, a proposal that often involves redirecting tax money to non-public schools. He says students should have alternatives due to religious reasons or special needs.
My focus would be on making sure that our public school districts continue to be fully funded and well-equipped, and that our teachers feel like they have what they need to do the instruction in this unique time.
Mercury's been endorsed by pro-business groups, as well as the NRA and foes of abortion rights. So far, the campaign has included familiar lines of attack. Republicans have portrayed Skopov as a California liberal, while she says Mercury only represents white, far-right Christians. But while that kind of culture war may seem familiar, analysts note that the district itself has changed. Local political consultant Ben Forstate says an influx of affluent, college-educated residents give Democrats a real chance at flipping the district. And he credits Democratic committee organizing for gains the party's made locally.
This did not exist in 2016, and it's clear the North Hills is kind of the next frontier of Democratic politics.
The election is November 3rd. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.